Welcome to this demonstration of the podcast app for the Apple TV, which previously was only available on the iOS device, in this case my iPhone 6S here. And as of the 9.1.1 update for the Apple TV 4th generation, you also have the podcast app now available as well. So first of all, I'm just going to show you what it's like on the iPhone 6S here on the iOS device, and then we'll go and have a look at it on the Apple TV 4th gen. So I'm just going to ask Siri to open podcasts. And if I touch down the bottom.
Selected. Unplayed. Tab. 1 of 5.
We've got 5 tabs. Unplayed. If I flick to the right, of course, using VoiceOver.
My podcasts. Tab. 2 of 5.
Okay, my podcasts.
Featured. Tab. 3 of 5.
Featured.
Top charts. Tab. 4 of 5.
Top charts.
Search. Tab. 5 of 5.
And search. So if I flick back to the left.
Top charts, featured, my podcast, selected, unplayed, tab, 1 of 5.
Unplayed is already selected, so I don't have to double tap on it. If I touch towards the top of my screen.
Add button.
I've got an add button, flick to the right.
Unplayed episodes, heading.
Okay, heading, unplayed episodes.
Edit button.
An edit button.
Yesterday, heading.
Okay, yesterday.
Unplayed, tweet 546, do I look like an angel to you? Tweet, okay, the 25th tweet of January, unplayed. Talking Tech, the 26th of January,
Talking
16.
Tech, my program.
Sunday, heading.
Sunday.
Unplayed, 494, making music memos.
Okay, making music memos from iMore.
Saturday, heading.
Saturday.
Partially played, demo of third-party iOS apps that I use on my Apple Watch.
Okay, demo of third-party apps on my Apple Watch. That's my IC podcast. The other one, which is also my podcast, is Talking Tech from Vision Australia, and so on. So I can play any one of those by just double tapping on the actual episodes. If I double tap on my one here, third party apps. Favorite one, so if I double tap on just record.
Just press record.
It's on the screen, if I touch the middle.
Start recording.
I've got a start button. Record button, so one finger double tap on that.
Start recording. Cancel button.
And I can say a number of things, such as, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced. And of course a two finger double tap with VoiceOver to stop that playing. And when I double tapped on the episode to start it playing, if I touch down towards the bottom.
Selected, unplayed. Tab, 1 of 5.
So that's the first tab, and flick back to the left.
Mini player. Playback progress. 2 minutes, 54 seconds of 33 minutes, 57 seconds.
Okay, that's a little mini player. Flick back to the left again.
More button.
There's the more button.
Demo of third-party iOS apps that I use on my Apple Watch.
And there's the description and title of the podcast. Flick back to the right.
More button.
Double tap on more.
More. Alert. Play next. Button.
And play next. Flick to the right.
Add to up next. Button.
Add to up next.
Download episode.
Download
button.
Episode.
Marcus played. Button.
Marcus played.
Save episode. Button.
Save episode.
View full description. Button.
View full description.
Share episode. Button.
Share episode. And.
Cancel. Button.
And cancel. Okay, so in this case, I'm going to mark it as red. So flick back to left.
Share it. View full description. Save episode. Marcus played. Button. Marcus played. And played episodes. More. Button.
Back to the bottom of the tabs again.
Selected. Unplayed. Tab.
So that was my unplayed podcast tab. I can also
my podcasts tab
touch on the second tab down the bottom, which is my podcasts. One finger double tap on that.
My podcasts add button.
And focus has been put back on the add button at the top of the screen to add a podcast. So flick to the right.
My podcasts heading.
And these are all my podcasts, whether they're played or not.
Edit but search my podcasts. All unplayed, 494, making music memos, and 6 more. Play button. Emo show. 2 unplayed episodes. Maccast. Enhanced. For Mac Geeks. By Mac Geeks. 1 unplayed episode. This Week in Tech. Video high. 1 unplayed episode. TwitLive Specials. Video high. 1 unplayed episode. iOS Today. Video high. 1 unplayed episode. Mac Break Weekly. Video high. Talking Tech. 1 unplayed episode. Aussie. Using various technologies from a blind person's perspective. 5 unplayed episode. Mini player. Play. Button.
Going back down the mini player at the bottom. And I've come back to the tab down the bottom.
Featured, tab, 3 of 5.
We can look at what's featured in the podcast stroke iTunes store.
Top charts, tab, 4 of 5.
Look at the top charts.
Search, tab, 5 of 5.
Or we can search for a podcast. So that's enough for the podcast app on my iPhone. Let's grab a Siri Mate for the Apple TV.
Movies, row 1, column 1.
Now, after you've done the 9.1.1 update, the first icon in your home screen is going to be, flick down.
Podcasts, Row 2, column 1.
Okay, the podcast app. And of course, I can also ask Siri to open it as well on the Apple TV by holding down the Siri button on the Apple Siri remote. Open podcasts.
Podcasts. Search. Tab. 5 of 5.
So it's letting me on the fifth tab, i.e. the same as the one on the iPhone. So I flick back to the left.
Top charts.
Tab. Top charts.
4 of 5.
And of course, I'm flicking to the left now on the trackpad of the Siri remote.
Featured tab, 3 of 5.
That's our featured tab.
My podcasts. Tab, 2 of 5. Unplayed tab, 1 of 5.
Okay, and the unplayed tab. And as you can tell, each time I'm flicking it, you can hear the screen being updated on the screen via the voiceover blip sounds. If I flick down,
unplayed episodes, tweet 546. Do I look like an angel to you? This week in tech, video high, unplayed, mon.
Okay, so exactly the same as my iPhone. Flick down again.
The 26th of January 16, Talking Tech, Unplayed, Mon.
Okay,
2 of 95.
Tech. Flick down again.
494, Making Music Memos.
Okay, that's iMore.
A quick demo of how I use 3D Touch on my iPhone 6S using VoiceOver.
Okay, that's a quick demo of 3D Touch that I use on my iPhone. And of course, that's the previous one to the one that I've already marked as being red, which was the using the third-party apps on the Apple Watch, which I'm going to go and play now because it should sync to the same position where I stopped it on the iPhone. So flicking back up.
490, the 26th of Jet, tweet 500 and unplayed, tab, 1 of 5.
And of course, I could have just clicked on the trackpad to play any one of those podcasts. So flicking to the right.
My podcasts.
Tab. Click on that.
My stations. All unplayed. 7 episodes.
So all unplayed, 7 episodes. I flick down.
My podcasts. iMore Show. 21 unplayed episodes.
So that was iMore. Now if I flick to the right.
Maccast.
Maccast.
This Week in Tech. Tweet Live Specials.
Tweet Live Video Specials.
iOS Today. Video High. 1 unplayed episode.
iOS Today, flick down.
IZ, using various technologies from a blind person's perspective. 23 unplayed episodes.
I see, so I can click on that one.
A quick demo of how I use 3D Touch on my iPhone 6S using VoiceOver. Unplayed, Friday. 1 of 23.
Okay, so that was the first unplayed one. If I want to go back and re-listen to that one that I had on my iPhone, so flicking up.
Selected. Unplayed. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, that's unplayed. Flick to the right.
Selected. Button. 2 of 2.
Now, we briefly said it was actually supposed to say feed. So now if I flick down, that's selected. I've moved on to it.
Demo of third-party iOS apps that I use on my Apple Watch. Played. Sat. 1 of 50.
Okay, and that's been played. And if I click on it again, it should start from the same position.
Never to be seen again. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly.
Can I just press play pause on the Siri touch remote to stop it playing? If I just press the menu button to go back.
My podcasts. IZ, using various technologies from a blind person's perspective. 23 unplayed episodes.
Press menu again.
My podcasts. Tab. 2 of 6.
We're back to my podcasts, and if I flick to the right.
Featured. Tab. 3 of 6.
Featured podcasts.
Top charts. Tab. 4 of 6.
Top charts. So I'm going to click on top charts.
All categories.
For the moment.
Button.
So I've got all categories. I'm going to go to technologies. So I'm going to click on all categories.
All categories. Button.
And if I flick down.
Arts.
Got
button.
Arts.
Business.
Business.
Button. Comedy.
Comedy.
Button. Education.
Education.
Button. Games and hobbies.
Games
button.
And hobbies.
Government and organizations.
Government organizations.
Button. Health.
Health.
Button. Kids and family.
Kids and
button.
Family.
Music.
Music.
Button. News and politics.
News and politics.
Button. Religion and spirituality.
Religion
button.
And spirituality.
Science and medicine.
Science
button.
And medicine.
Society and culture. Button.
Society and culture.
Sports and recreation.
Sports and recreation.
Button. Technology. Button.
Technology. So click on technology.
All technology. Button.
And if I flick down.
Download this show, program podcast, 3 of 50.
Download
button.
This show, and it's showing 50, and that's number 3. Download's actually the name of the podcast here in Australia, so I flick to the left.
Reply all.
Reply 2
of 50.
All.
TED Radio Hour, 1 of 50.
TED Radio button. Hours. If I flick to the right.
Reply all. Download this. Note to self. Pod. A podcast playlist. 5 of 50.
Now this is in a grid of 5 items per row. So I'm going to flick down the
text next
row.
Stuff. 10 of 50.
Flicking static back to left.
Podcast with Life Hacker. Still untitled. The TED Talks Technology. This Week in Tech. MP3. 6 of 50.
Okay, so I'm button. Now back on the first column of the second row. Flicking down.
Product Hunt. 11 of 50.
Flicking to the button. Right now.
Between Worlds. 12 of 50. Mac Break Weekly. MP3. Science in Action. 14 of 50. Tech Weekly. 15 of 50.
Okay, that's button. That row. Flicking down the next row.
Re/slash code decode.
Flicking to left.
The Science Hour. 19 of 50.
Oh, there we go. Button. Let's try the Science Hour. So clicking on that one.
The Science Hour. In progress. Could there be a ninth planet? Sunday. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, so these are all the episodes. So flicking down.
Nepal Earthquake Explained. The 16th of January. Button. 2 of 5.
So if I wanted to listen to one of these, flicking
could
up.
Could there be a ninth planet? Sunday.
And
button.
Click on that.
1 of 5.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Science Hour. I'm Jack Stewart, and over the next 60 minutes, we're going to be talking through some of the breakthroughs and the discoveries that have caught the attention of our BBC science and health teams this week, and of course, asking what they mean to us.
Okay, I'll just press play pause. Now, if I want to subscribe to that, I can flick up.
Would there be a subscribe button? One
there's
of
the
one.
Subscribe button. Click on that.
Subscribed.
Okay, and it says subscribe. I press the menu button.
The Science Hour. 19 of 50. Button.
I've gone back to that list of technology-related podcasts. And press the menu to go back again.
Top charts. Tab. 4 of 6.
Yeah, we're back to the top charts. I'm not going to worry about featured, as I said before. I flick to the right.
Search. Tab. 5 of 6.
Okay, now you might have noticed back on that bottom tab now that I've just flicked over to search, there's now a 6 tab.
Now playing. Tab. 6 of 6.
Which is a now playing tab, of course, which is the current podcast you're currently playing. But if I flick back to the left.
Search. Tab.
And I'm going to click on
6.
Search.
Keyboard. A.
I'm going to open up the remote app on my iPhone to use the keyboard on my iPhone, not the keyboard on the Apple TV screen with a Siri remote. So here we go. Open remote. Because the keyboard's already up on my Apple TV, the remote app brought the keyboard already up on the screen. So here I've got 3 options to search for. I can use my on-screen keyboard. I can use voice dictation, i.e. the 2-finger double tap of VoiceOver to start dictation, or 1-finger double tap on the button to the left of the spacebar that says dictation. Or I can use my Bluetooth keyboard here as well. So I want to search for the Tech Doctor and type on the screen.
T-T-T-E-E.
And you can hear it coming up on the Apple TV as well.
C, C,
C,
H, H.
Okay, tech and space.
Space, space, tech.
Doctor.
D, 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 O, O,
O,
C,
C,
T, T,
T,
O,
tech doctor. Tech doctor.
Okay, and if I come down to the bottom right-hand side of my keyboard.
Delete, go.
Double tap on go.
The Tech Doctor blog and podcast.
Button.
1 of 2. Button.
Oh, that was good. That was the first one. So if I touch on the gesture area at the top of my screen on my iPhone.
Gesture
the
area.
The Tech Doctor. 2 of 2.
And I just flick to the right. Flick back to the left on that gesture area on my iPhone. Still using the remote app.
The Tech Doctor blog and podcast. 1 of 2.
And now one button. Finger double tap on my iPhone screen.
The Tech Doctor blog and podcast. In progress. Year end review. Apple 2015. December 2015. Button. 1 of 21.
If I flick up.
Talking Apple TV with David Woodbridge, November 2000, and ML Word Tips with subscribe button. 1 of 1.
Okay, I got up to the subscribe button. 1-finger double tap.
Subscribed.
I've now subscribed to it. So I want to go back to the previous menu. So if I touch down the bottom of the remote app on my iPhone.
Menu button.
1-finger double tap.
Menu. The Tech Doctor blog and podcast. 1 of 2.
Okay, let's come back to the previous search screen. Double tap again on the menu.
Menu. Search. Tab. 5 of 6.
Come back to the tabs down the bottom. If I flick to the left on that gesture at the top.
Gesture area.
And flick to the left.
Unplayed. Tab. 1 of 6.
I've flicked right over to unplayed. Now if I flick down on my iPhone here, we'll get down to the year in review on the Talking Tech Doctor. So flicking down.
Unplayed episodes. Tweet 546. Do I look like the 26th of Jan? Could there be a ninth planet? 490. A quick demo of how IMACAS 2000 MBW 208 special 200 demo of the iPad. An interview with John. An interview with Doc. The 5th of January 2000. The 29th of Apple Watch app demo. Demo of the updated year-end review. Apple 2015. The Tech Doctor blog and podcast. Unplayed.
I just did a two-finger touch on the Siri remote to shut the voice up. So if I double tap on my iPhone.
Gesture area.
All right, everybody. Welcome to yet another Tech Doctor podcast. I am Robert,
come down the
one
bottom.
Of the Tech menu. Doctors.
On my remote screen on my iPhone.
Hold the menu.
Turn my fingers to the right.
Play or pause.
I am well. I just
one finger double
tap.
Play pause. Now if I do a force touch on the trackpad.
Year-end review. Apple 2015. The Tech Doctor blog and podcast. Play next button.
Okay, I've got a play next button. Flick down.
Add to up next button.
Add to up next.
Mark is played. Button.
Mark is unplayed.
View full description. Button.
View full description.
Delete. Button.
Okay, or delete button. It's going to press the menu button to come out.
Unplayed episodes. Year-end review. Apple unplayed. Tab. 1 of 6.
And now I've gone back to the Siri remote for the moment. So flicking to the right on the trackpad.
My podcasts. Featured. Top charts. Search. Tab. Now playing. Tab. 6 of 6.
Okay, so now I can use the now playing tab. Click on that one.
Year-end review. Apple 2015. The Tech Doctor blog and podcast. The 30th of December 2015 at 10:52 p.m.
And flick down.
Selected. Year-end review. Media controls. 53, 26, 0, 20.
And click on the trackpad.
December 24th. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Solstice, Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
Click on again to stop it playing.
53, 19.
Okay, now let me go back into search again. I want to just add one more podcast. So I'm pressing the menu button on the remote.
Now playing. Tab. 6 of 6.
Flicking to the left to search.
Search. Tab.
And
5 of 6. The Tech Doctor blog and podcast. 1 of 2. Button.
Okay, and that was the previous search. I'm going to flick up.
Tech keyboard. A.
Okay, back to the keyboard. Alpha. So I'm going to pick up my iPhone again. I'm still running the Siri remote.
Text field is editing character monitor text doctor. Insertion point to end.
So I'm going to use my rotor.
Language. Edit.
To flick up.
Select all.
Double tap on select all. And flick up again.
Cut.
Double tap on cut.
Tech doctor. Cut.
And gets rid of that. So this time I'm going to use voice recognition. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's.
Inserted. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's.
And come down to go.
Go.
Finger double tap.
Thank God it's Friday.
Devices.
1 of 163. Button.
Put my iPhone down. And that was the first one that came up. That's
1 of 160. Thank God it's Friday. In progress. Thank God it's Friday. Special edition. Friday. Button. 1 of 21.
And flick up, of course.
Subscribe.
Click on button. Subscribe.
Subscribed.
And I want to go back to the main menu of the app.
Thank God press it's Friday.
Button.
1 of 100. Search. Tab. 5 of 6.
And flicking over to the left.
Top charts. Featured. My podcast.
This time I'm just going to use my
tab.
Podcast.
2 of 6.
Because that unplayed is coming up with too many at the moment. So I'm going to click on that one.
My podcasts. IZ. Using various technologies from a blind person's perspective. 23 unplayed episodes.
Just flick up.
This Week in Tech, the Tech Doctor blog and podcast. 17 unplayed episodes. My stations.
Okay, I've gone
all
too far
unplayed.
Up. Flicking down.
My podcasts. The Tech Doctor
and
blog
flick
and
over
podcast.
To the right.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, thank God it's
one
Friday.
One unplayed episode.
Click on that one.
Special edition. Unplayed. Friday. 1 of 1.
Click on that again.
We would like to advise that the following program may contain adult themes, occasional nudity, and language that may offend some
screen
listeners.
Him.
Thank God it's.
My phone going to sleep.
Thank God it's 2016.
Partially played. Friday.
Thank God it's. Okay, and play pause.
Screen locked.
Oh, thank you, iPhone, for saying screen locked. Okay, so I'm going to press the menu key again.
My podcasts. Thank God it's Friday.
And
one unplayed episode.
Again.
My Podcasts, tab, 2 of 6.
It's going to come out of the podcast app by just pressing the home button on the Siri remote.
Podcasts, row 2, colon 1.
And just to finish it off, so I'm going to play that same podcast that's just playing on my iPhone here. So I'm just going to ask Siri to open up the podcast app on my iPhone. Open podcasts.
Podcasts, add button.
Okay, come down the bottom.
Featured, tab 3 of 5.
Featured, 3 of 5 at the moment, so I flick to left.
My podcasts,
and tab I'm double 2 of 5, selected.
My podcasts, tab 2 of 5.
The top of the screen.
Add button.
Flick to the right.
My podcasts, edit. Search my pod, downloading 2 episodes. 1 minute 41, downloading. 6, all on played, year-end review, app play. Button. The Tech Doctor blog and thank God it's Friday. 1 unplayed episode. Button.
Thank God it's Friday. Let's double tap on that actions one. Actions. Playing. Touch top of the screen.
My podcasts. Back button.
And flick through.
Edit. Thank God it's Friday. Podcast artwork. Updated Friday 1 unplayed episode. Settings. But share. But selected. Unplayed. Feed. Most recent episode. Heading. Partially played. Thank God it's Friday. Special edition. ABC Local. The 22nd of January 2016, 6:05 p.m, 46 seconds.
Okay, that's the one we're definitely listening to. 46 seconds into it. One finger double tap. And you can tell that I've got it running a lot faster on my iPhone than I have on the Apple TV. Two finger double tap to stop. So you can really tell that it really does get synchronized, as I did with my own podcast demo, between the iPhone and the Apple TV. So then I've got all my favorite podcasts set up on my Apple TV and my iPhone. I can always go to either unplayed screen on the iPhone or the Apple TV. So if I just do it finally on my Apple TV, holding down the Siri button on the Siri remote, open podcasts.
Podcasts. My podcasts. Tab. 2 of 6.
And flick to the left.
Unplayed. Tab. 1 of 6.
Okay, that's unplayed. And you hear that blip sound as it updated the screen. Flicking down.
Unplayed episodes. Demo of the updated Twitter client for Mac OS X using VoiceOver. Now accessible. IZ. Apple Watch app. The 29 year-end review. The Tech Doctor blog and podcast. Partially played. December 2015. 18 of 114.
So as you can tell at the moment, I've got a lot of unplayed episodes in there. I've got to go and sort out the settings for the episodes. But anyway, if I flick up,
demo of the Apple Watch, the 20th, the 5th of an interview, demo of the special 200 and special 269. Says day 3, tweet lives 200 and MB double imacast. A quick demo of special edit 400 and special edition. Thank God it's Friday. Partially played. Friday, 5 of 114.
Okay, because remember these are all in date order. So if I just click on that now.
Please welcome Alana, Hannah and Georgia from the band All Our Exes Live in Texas. And our panel, James O'Loughlin.
Okay, and play pause again to stop it. So let me just flick up and see what the most recent one was on the date list.
494, making music memos. Could there be a 9th plan? The 26th of January, tweet 546. Do I look like an angel to you? This week in tech, video high. Partially played, Mon. 1 of 114.
Yep, so that's the latest one in my unread episode list. And of course, if I just flick up.
Unplayed, tab. 1 of 6.
And if I just press play pause, of course it's going to start it playing again. But if I flick over to the
right. My podcast featured, top chart, search, now playing. Tab, 6 of 6.
Now playing a tab that we had on the iOS version as well when you're actually playing a podcast. So that completes this demo of looking at the podcast app, both on my iPhone 6S here and the Apple TV 4th generation, going through a general look at how the app is laid out, how to check your unread podcasts, how to list your current podcasts, how to search for a podcast, and how to play a podcast. And of course, when I was searching for the podcasts, I was also able to use the remote app on my iPhone to do the searching, either by using the on-screen keyboard or the voice dictation function of Siri. And as I said, you could have also used the Bluetooth keyboard if you've got one connected to your iPhone to also use it with the remote app when the actual on-screen keyboard pops up from the Apple TV. So I hope you enjoyed this brief look at both of the podcast versions on your iPhone and on the Apple TV in particular. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.